Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
And thank the Lord that we can continue to fellowship on God's word this morning.
感谢主，今天早上我们可以来继续来分享主的话语。
And first, let's turn to a few passages.
我们首先来读几处的经文。
And would you please first turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们先来翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, we're going to read verse 11.
我们来读帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十一节。
And I'm going to first read in English and then my brother in Chinese.
我先读英文的，我弟兄会翻译成中文。
This morning I'm going to use the King James version, so there's a little bit thee and thou ye.
今天我们会用这个 KJV 的 version, 它里面会有些古英文。
Okay. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十一节，所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Okay, then we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 3 and 4.
哥林多后书第一章三到四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be God, then the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God.
哥林多后书一章三到四节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切的患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Then we turn to 1 John chapter 2.
然后我们读约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2 verse 1. My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
约翰一书第二章第一节，我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Then the gospel according to John.
下面是约翰福音十四章。
And then, chapter 14, verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And then Romans chapter 15.
下面是罗马书十五章。
And verse 4.
第四节。
For whatsoever things we are written,aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and the comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
And lastly, let's turn to the book of Acts.
最后读使徒行传。
Chapter 9, verse 31.
第九章三十一节。
Then had the churches arrest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit were multiplied.
那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立，凡是敬畏主、蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
And brothers and sisters, so the first verse which we just read,And it's an exhortation of Paul to the church in Thessalonica.
弟兄姊妹们，第一处圣经我们读的是保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦地方的教会。
And he said that, he said to them, wherefore comfort yourself together.
他说你们该彼此劝慰。
And the church in Thessalonica at that time was a young church because they are believing in the Lord, they were under persecution.
在帖撒罗尼迦的教会那时候是一个很年轻的教会，他们那时候正在经受患难。
But during that persecution, during that difficult times, the Apostle Paul directed their attention to the coming of the Lord and also asked them to comfort themselves.
那时的教会在逼迫中，在患难中，然后保罗就把他们的眼光转向我们主的再来。
And brothers and sisters, I think we are also in a very difficult, challenging times.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在也在一个非常困难、充满挑战的一个时代。
And the Lord's coming is very, very near.
我们主的再来也是非常非常近了。
And during these times, we also need to learn to comfort one another.
在这样的一个时候，我们也需要学习，我们要彼此来劝慰。
And because in our walk with the Lord, oftentimes we may stumble and we may feel weak, and even we may become disappointed or disappeared.
在我们与主同行的这个路上面，我们有的时候会失脚，有时候甚至会跌倒，我们有时候会失望，甚至绝望。
And yeah, we need to be comforted.
所以我们需要被安慰。
And that actually is true for the apostles, even for Peter and Paul.
这连保罗和彼得也需要被安慰。
And actually, for a long time, I could better identify myself with Peter.
很长时间以来，我可以觉得说，我可以跟彼得来认同。
And because he seems to be just like one of us.
他好像跟我们很像。
And he was impetuous. He can easily make mistakes. And he followed the Lord. And oftentimes, he just ran before the Lord.
在他的性格上面的话，比较冲动，比较鲁莽。很多时候他会犯错误。然后呢，很多时候他跟随主的时候呢，会跑到主的前面去。
And he even denied the Lord three times before the night, before the Lord was crucified.
就在主钉十字架的头一天的晚上，他居然有三次否认主。
Probably for sure we can say that Peter need to be encouraged, need to be comforted.
所以我们说，彼得确实需要被安慰，被建立。
We thank the Lord really encouraged and appeared to Peter when he was raised from the dead.
我们感谢主。当我们的主从死里复活之后，他亲自向保罗来显，彼得来显现。
Yeah, and Peter was restored and to his relationship with the Lord and also restored back into service.
彼得和主的关系就被恢复了，彼得的服事也恢复了。
But on the other hand, when we think about the Apostle Paul, we are probably for most of us, at least for me, we feel like he has always been very strong in spirit.
但是当我们想到保罗的时候的话呢，我们总是觉得，或者至少是我觉得，保罗总是他的灵里面很强的。
But actually, if we read the book of Acts, and when Paul was on the mission journeys, at least two times the Lord said to Paul, "Do not be afraid."
但是当我们读《使徒行传》的时候，当保罗在去旅行传道的时候，至少有两次提到说，主对保罗说，你不要害怕。
And apparently, Paul was afraid.
那就说明说，保罗可能那时候就是害怕了。
And also in the Second Corinthians chapter seven, verse six, Paul said that he and his fellow workers were downcast.
在这个哥林多后书第七章第六节这里提到说，保罗和他的同工好像都有点丧气的感觉。
But they were comforted by the coming of Titus, and because Titus brought in the good news about the church in Corinth.
但是呢，神就借着提多来安慰他们，因为提多把哥林多教会的情况来告诉了保罗。
As a matter of fact, it is interesting if we search the word comfort through the Bible, we can find the word either in the in noun or in verb. Most of them can be found in the book of 2 Corinthians.
如果我们在查考圣经的时候，我们来查这个安慰这个字的时候，我们发现说这个字有用名词的形式，也有用动词的形式。然后呢，在这个字出现的很多的是在哥林多后书里面。
In both form, probably 48 times in the 2 Corinthians, that's the book, Paul opened himself up and concerning his service, concerning his life before the Lord.
在哥林多后书里面，如果你就是把名词的形态跟动词都加起来，大概有40次提到这个安慰这个字。我们看见说哥林多后书里面，保罗把他自己的内心世界向我们来打开。
We thank the Lord because our God is a God who comforts those who are weak and downcast.
我们感谢主，我们的主，我们的神是来安慰那些软弱的、需要安慰的人。
Brothers and sisters, what is this comfort?
那弟兄姊妹们，什么是安慰呢？
And when we think about comfort, probably sometimes we feel like, oh, just to be compassionate and to sympathize, and or just to pat on someone's back and say, oh, it's okay, it's okay.
当我们想到安慰的时候，好像只是说。是我们拍着别人的肩膀说，哎呀，没关系，没关系，可以的，好像只是一个有同情心的表现，好像。
Yes, indeed. In the original, there are so many, many words quite a few words in the original language to carry the similar meaning.
在原文里面有不同的字来表示这个安慰这个意思。
And it shows it's a solace, and it shows it's a consolation, it's a comfort.
它有这个慰藉、抚慰、安慰的意思。
And actually, it gives a picture that feel like if you are irritated or skin irritation, and you apply some kind of medicine to reduce the irritation, that is comfort.
它有个例子，用医疗上的例子，就是让你的皮肤被刺激到了，皮肤很痒。那时候用一些 医疗药膏来抹一抹，你就不痒了，这就是安慰的意思。
And so, brothers and sisters, probably we oftentimes are irritated by the people we encounter with, or by the things that happen to us, or the circumstances that we are under.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们日常生活中间，很多时候我们是被人给刺激到了，或者我们被环境给刺激到了，或者我们被那些一些事物给刺激到了。
But if we are truly comforted, then the irritation will be reduced or will be gone.
但是呢，如果我们从神那里得了安慰，那么这个刺激的感觉就减少了，或者甚至没有了。
And this comfort is delivered in a very personal way.
然后这个的安慰的话呢，是一个非常个人的形式来临到我们每一个人。
But there's a more meaning to it.
但是呢，会有更这个字会有更多的意思在里面。
And it is also it's kind of an urging.
它也有这个催促的意思。
And yes, to motivate us, to inspire us, and to follow.To carry out the Lord's will.
就激励我们，启发我们，让我们能够来做主要做的工作。
So the word can also be translated as an advocate, advocating.
这个字也可以被翻译成就是建立建造的意思。
So, comfort in the sense of on one hand is to bring solace, to bring consolation to us, but on the other hand, it also to advocate God's will in us, to do His will.
所以这个是一方面有安慰的意思，抚慰的意思，另一方面的话呢，也有一个就是激励来宣传，把神的旨意放在我们的里面的意思。
And I checked the Chinese translation in the First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11. Actually, it's translated very well. It carries both sides of the meaning.
我很喜欢中文的翻译，因为中文的翻译里面就用这个字劝慰，就把两方面的意思都包括在里面了。
Yeah, it's a 劝慰 it's a comfort and also encourage and to exhort.
它一方面有安慰的意思，另一方面有鼓励、有激励、有劝导的意思。
And this comfort actually has a divine origin.
像这个安慰是有一个神圣的源头的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3, Paul says that our God is a God of all comfort.
在哥林多后书第一章第三节这里就说我们的神是赐各样安慰的神。
So we can see that this comfort, this true comfort is from God.
我们看见说这个安慰，这真正的安慰是从神来的。
And it says our God is the God of all comfort.
他这里说我们的神是赐各样安慰的神。
This all means a comprehensive.
这个各样就表示说它是全面的。
And our God's comfort is available to all situations.
我们神的安慰是适用于每一个情况的。
But there is also another side of the meaning. That means it's tailored to every situation.
同时它有另外一方面的意思，就是说这个安慰是可以来针对我们每一个人不同的情形。
So brothers and sisters, how blessed we are.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是何等蒙福的一群百姓。
No matter what circumstances we may be under, no matter what situations we may be in, God's comfort is always available and is fit for every situation.
不管我们在什么样的环境里面，不管我们在什么样的光景里面，我们神的安慰总是预备好的，能够来帮助我们在任何的环境里面得到安慰。
And we know that when our Lord Jesus Christ on this earth, He brought comfort to people whoever He encountered with.
我们知道，当我们的主耶稣基督在肉身中在地上的时候，他就给他周围的人、不同的人、各样的人带来各样的安慰。
And right before our Lord went back to heaven to the Father. He said to his disciples that the Father will give them another comforter.
就在我们主耶稣复活升天要离开地上的时候，他就告诉他门徒说，他去了，父神要再来派另外一位保护师来。
So actually implied that our Lord Himself was a comforter, but He was a comforter in the flesh.
所以我们这里就看见说，我们的主耶稣就是另外一位的安慰者，但是他是肉身中的安慰者。
He was a comforter, yeah.
他是一位安慰者。
Yeah, he was the comforter in the flesh.
他是肉身中的那位安慰者。
And when he was on the earth, he turned people from sorrow to joy.
他在地上的时候，他能够使人的苦难变成欢乐。
And to turn people from bondage to freedom.
能够使那些受被奴役、被压制的人得到自由。
And those who are in poverty in spirit can turn into riches.
能够使那些邻里贫穷的人变成富足。
But not only has he brought up the help and the supply to the needy, but he has also turned people back to God.
他不光是给人带来安慰，给人带来帮助，他还把人带到神的面前来。
He was a comforter in the flesh.
他是肉身中的安慰者。
But we thank the Lord when our Lord was raised from the dead, he ascended up back to heaven.
我们感谢主，当我们的主从死里复活之后，他升天到地。
Our Lord now in heaven as a high priest, he is the advocate, as it is said in 1 John chapter 2. Actually, that's also translated as a comforter with the Father.
我们的主现在已经升天，坐在父的旁边，他是大祭司，他也是那位保惠师，就像我们约翰福音里面所说的。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章里面所说的，他是那位安慰者。
And our Lord now is in heaven as the advocate with the Father, constantly pleading with the Father of our weaknesses.
我们的主现在在天上，现在就是在父的旁边，他为我们祷告，因为他是那位安慰者，他知道我们的软弱，他替我们祷告。
Yes, friends and sisters, as we walk with the Lord, from our experience, I think we can all acknowledge that we have stumbled sometimes, we have become weak oftentimes.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们与主同行的时候，我们要承认说，很多时候我们会失脚，我们会软弱。
But we thank the Lord because we have an advocate with the Father.
但是感谢主，我们有一位在父的旁边的保惠师。
And that's what the Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 1 and 2.
就像约翰福音第一章第二节说的。
Chapter 1 and 2.
在约翰福音第一章第二章。
Because at the end of chapter 1, you talk about the blood. At the beginning of chapter 2, it talks about the advocate.
因为在第一章的后面他提到宝血，在第二章的话他提到就是保惠师。
And the Apostle John says that he writes these things so that we may not sin.
因为保罗，因为那约翰福音，约翰使徒就说他这么写，就让我们不要犯罪。
But if we are caught up in sin, we have a comforter with an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous.
若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是义者耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, if we confess our sins, our Lord will intercede with the Father on our behalf.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们认我们的罪，我们的主耶稣基督就能够代替我们，在站在我们的地位上面来代祷。
And the Father is not to look at us because we are weak and unrighteous.
我们的父亲就不是直接看见我们的软弱，看见我们的不义。
And yet our Father will look at the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的父亲就看我们主耶稣基督所成就的工作。
Our Lord is the atonement for us.
我们的主是那个挽回祭。
So in Father's righteousness and faithfulness, He will forgive our sins through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主因着他的公义，因着他的怜悯，他借着我们的主耶稣基督的血就能够来赦免我们。
We thank the Lord, we have our Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous one, as the advocate with the Father in heaven.
我们感谢我们的主，我们的主是那位义者耶稣基督，他在父的右边坐的保惠师来替我们来代祷。
And his advocacy is not on our own merit, but is on his merit and his own merit alone.
他的代祷不是根据我们的美德，而是根据他自己的美德。
Brothers and sisters, we all have stumbled, but how often has we asked the Lord's forgiveness through His blood?
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人都会失脚，但是呢，我们有多少时候我们来求主耶稣的宝血来赦免我们呢？
Do we know that we have an advocate of our Lord Jesus Christ with the Father?
弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们有一位保惠师，就是我们的耶稣基督吗？
May we all be reminded.Whenever we sin, brothers and sisters, we need to confess, and we need to repent, and we also need to apply the advocacy of the blood of our Lord.
因为我们每一个人都被提醒，当我们犯罪的时候，我们需要认罪，我们需要悔改，我们需要来取用主耶稣基督的宝血。
And we thank the Lord, when our Lord was on the earth, He was a comforter in the flesh.
我们感谢主，当我们的主在地上的时候，他是肉身中的那位保惠师。
But when the Lord was resurrected and ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit was poured out, and now the Holy Spirit is in every child of God.
当我们的主耶稣基督复活升天之后，那个圣灵就降下来，现在圣灵在每一位重生得救的人里面。
We now have the comfort of our Lord Jesus Christ with the Father in heaven.
我们现在有一位我们的主耶稣基督，我们的保惠师在天上与我们的父亲在一起。
But we also have another comforter with who that is the Holy Spirit in us.
我们现在还有另外一位保惠师，就是圣灵在我们每个人的里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
圣灵住在我们灵的里面。
Francis, how the Lord comforted people on earth?
我们住在地上的时候，怎样来安慰人呢？
The Holy Spirit now is comforting us in our spirit.
在现今这个时代，圣灵也同样在我们里面来安慰我们。
What the Lord did as recorded in the four Gospels can be experienced in us, could be our Christian experience in our spirit, in our walk.
在四福音书里面所记载的我们主的所做的所安慰人的那种光景，现在也能够成为我们个人的经历。
And it is expedient for the Lord to leave us, to send the Holy Spirit to us, as the Lord says in a Gospel according to John chapter 16.
就像约翰福音十六章这里所说的，就是借着圣灵神要做这样安慰的工作。
Because if the Lord were still in the flesh, he cannot be, say, Shoreline, Bellevue, Everett, all at the same time.
如果我们主还在肉身的时候，他就不能够又在 Bellevue, 又在 Shoreline, 又在这些地方，同时在这些地方。
In his flesh, he will be limited by time and space.
因为他在肉身的时候，他就受时空的限制。
If our Lord is helping my brother in Bethel, yeah, Bethel, then he cannot help me in Shoreline.
如果我们主在肉身的时候，他来帮助我们这位在巴索的这个弟兄，他就不能帮助我，因为我住在 Shoreline.
But we thank the Lord. The Lord now is in the Holy Spirit. Now is the comforter in our spirit. He is with us 24/7.
感谢主，现在我们有一位圣灵保惠师，他住在我们的里面，他每天24小时都能够帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is in you, is in you and in me, is with you and with me, no matter what circumstances we are under.
不管我们在什么样的环境里面，圣灵这位保惠师都在你的里面，也都在我的里面。
And he can comfort and encourage us whenever we have needs.
他在我们有需要的时候就能够安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit is not just to comfort us, but He is also advocating.
圣灵不光是安慰我们，他还在我们里面来宣传。
And He is an advocate in us.
他在我们里面来激励我们。
And what is He is advocating for?
他到底在我们里面来说什么话呢？
And He is advocating God's will in us.
他把神的话在我们里面来激励我们。
But since the Holy Spirit is using His still small voice, advocating God's will in us to urge us to obey God's will.
圣灵用那微小的声音在我们里面来说神的话，来督促我们，来顺服神的旨意。
But since have we heard His still small voice?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有听到圣灵那微小的声音？
Are we willing to obey the will of God?
你有没有愿意来顺服神的旨意？
May the Lord grant us grace so that not only could we listen, but we are willing to obey.
愿神赐给我们恩典，让我们不光是能够听见，让我们还能愿意顺服。
And we thank the Lord for His salvation that He has prepared us to have this full provision. We have the advocate up in heaven. We have a comforter in us.
我们感谢主赐给我们这样的一个完备的救恩，我们有一位保惠师在天上，我们还有一位保惠师在我们的里面。
But we are also exhorted to comfort one another, to encourage one another.
我们还需要彼此来劝慰，彼此来鼓励。
And God is more than able to do it by Himself.
我们的神自己可以完全做这件事情。
But He loves you and me. He desired His purpose and His heart is on man.
但是呢，他爱你，爱我，他爱人，他要我们人来参与这件事情。
And he wants to get man as a vessel, as his channel, to show forth his nature and also to work with him.
他要使用人作为那个器皿，能够把他自己的美德性情能够彰显出来，能够与他同工。
But since I don't know whether you acknowledge this or not, by nature we don't know, really do not know how to comfort others.
弟兄姊妹们，不知道你承认不承认这一点， 按照我们天然人的本性的话呢，我们是不知道怎么安慰别人的。
And oftentimes when we try to comfort others, I think especially speaking to the brothers.
特别是弟兄们，当很多时候我们想安慰别人的时候。
When we try to comfort, encourage our children, and we started off probably well, but oftentimes we end up with the preaching.
我们很多时候我们要想去安慰劝勉孩子的时候，很多时候我们开始的时候我们也许有一个很好的开头，但后面的话呢变成就是教训人了。
So I confess that I don't know how to comfort others.
我自己承认说我自己不知道怎么样去安慰别人。
But we thank the Lord, the true comfort is from God.
但是我们感谢主，真正的安慰是从神来的。
And so God is working in you and in me so that we can experience His comfort, then we can also become comforters to others.
神就在你和我们的里面，我们可以经历神借着我们来安慰别人这些事实。
And in the church history, there is a person who has been worked and used by God. So that he could channel God's comfort to other brothers and sisters.
在教会的历史上，有一位弟兄，他就是被神所使用，神借着他来安慰别人。
And that person is Barnabas.
那个人就是巴拉巴。
Yeah, actually, brothers and sisters, Barnabas is not his actual name.
巴拉巴其实不是他的真名。
If we look at the book of Acts, chapter 4, his original name was Joseph.
在使徒行传四章三十六节提到他的名字叫约瑟。
Yes, yeah. And because he was so, his life and service was so characterized by consolation. And therefore the apostles gave him the name Barnabas. That means the son of a consolation.
因着他的服事有这样的一个特色，所以使徒们就给他一个名字叫巴拉巴。巴拉巴就是劝慰者的意思。
Now we know him by Barnabas, not Joseph.
所以我们现在就知道这位弟兄他叫巴拉巴，他其实应该是他本名是约瑟。
Yeah, and he actually has such a liberty of giving all his property for the needs of the saints.
他实际上是有这样的一个爱心，他把他所有的财产都给这些圣徒了。
And he also provided a spiritual comfort and exhortation to others.
他甚至也用神的话语来安慰有需要的弟兄姊妹们。
And there's a name and a little bit mention about who he was, but not that much record concerning what he did.
那圣经里面有他的名字，但是呢，没有很多详细的记载说他到底做了什么事情。
But there's one incident is concerning his service to Mark.
但是呢，有一件事情我们知道是关于跟马可的事情。
And we know that John Mark was a young helper to Paul and Barnabas' first missionary journey.
我们知道称为约翰的这马可。他跟保罗和巴拉巴他们有同工过。
And however, John Mark did not stay through the whole trip.
当他们跟保罗一块去传福音的旅行的时候，这个约翰马可他没有从始到终都跟使徒们在一起。
And it is recorded in Acts chapter 15 that John Mark deserted Paul and Barnabas in Pamphylia and left the work.
在使徒行传15章里面记载的，在庞菲利亚这个地方，约翰马可就离开了使徒们，就回去了。
The Bible does not say why Mark deserted, but his departure came right after mostly a fruitless work in Cyprus.
圣经里面没有详细记载马可离开使徒们的原因，但是你看见说他们是在塞浦路斯传道之后这个发生的事情。
Because at that time there was only one who was saved in Cyprus, and there was this strong demonic opposition.
因为在塞浦路斯的话呢，其实只有一个人得救，并且在过程里面的话，他们遇到一个魔鬼的势力的一个强烈的拦阻。
And so it was suspected John Mark was disappointed and discouraged by the difficulties and the hardships along the way.
所以我们这里可以看见说，也许在这个传福音的过程里面，约翰马可他就看见了这个传福音有何等的艰难，有何等大的难阻，所以他也许就灰心了。
And eventually he deserted and he decided to return to his home.
最后他就离开使徒们，他就回家去了。
And then sometime later, and Paul and Barnabas would like to go for another trip and to visit the believing brothers and sisters.
那不久之后的话呢，保罗和巴拉巴他们就决定说，他们还要再一次出去去探望弟兄姊妹们。
And Barnabas agreed to go, but he had one condition, that is to bring along John Mark.
巴拉巴是很愿意去，然后他有一个就是建议，就是说要把马可再带回去，再带出去。
Yeah, but Paul didn't want to bring quote unquote a quitter and to be with them.
但是保罗就不愿意把曾经就是离开过他们的马可再带去。
And Paul probably wanted to bring along someone more reliable, more faithful.
保罗想要带其他的一些就是更可靠的弟兄们去。
And because of that, Paul and Barnabas has this strong and sharp disagreement about John Mark.
就因着这个马可这件事情，保罗和巴拉巴他们就有了分歧，有不同的意见。
And as a result, Paul and Barnabas has parted their way in service.
因着这个原因，保罗和巴拉巴他们的服事他们就分开了。
And Barnabas took John Mark with him to Cyprus.
那巴拉巴就带着马可去了塞浦路斯。
And Paul to Silas with him to encourage brothers and sisters in the church in Syria and Sicilia.
保罗就带着希拉去了这个叙利亚那一带的地方。
And from that point on, the Bible's records just follow the ministry of Paul.
从那个事件开始，使徒行传所记载的都是保罗这一支的这个事情。
And there is no much mentioning of Barnabas.
就几乎不再提巴拉巴这边的事情了。
But we thank the Lord because the Lord used Paul to preach the gospel in public.
我们感谢主，因为我们的主用保罗弟兄在公共场合来传福音。
But we also thank the Lord for using Barnabas to counsel and encourage Mark and in private.
我们也感谢主，主也使用巴拉巴在私下里、在暗地里来安慰、来鼓励、来劝勉马可。
And Mark was a quitter to begin with, and yet he later was a greatly used by the Lord.
在开始的时候，马可可能是一个失败者，他放弃了。但是后来我们看见说，神也恢复了马可，来使用马可。
And he later served with Paul, and the Lord even used him to write the gospel according to Mark.
在后来的日子里面，我们看见说，马可也跟保罗弟兄一块服侍，神正式来，神甚至还使用马可来写了马可福音。
And Mark did not start off well in following the Lord in serving him.
在跟随主的事情上面的话呢，马可弟兄们好像开始的时候光景不是很好。
And he was considered a quitter, but he probably also thought himself as such.
他甚至被认为是一个放弃、轻易放弃的人，他自己也许也觉得这样子。
But we thank the Lord, Barnabas did not give up on Mark.
但是感谢主，巴拉巴弟兄没有放弃我们马可。
Because the Lord did not give up on him.
因为我们的主没有放弃马可弟兄。
I believe Barnabas played a big role in helping Mark back to the Lord.
我相信说在恢复马可这件事情上面，我们的保罗，我们的马巴拉巴弟兄实际上有一个很做了很重要的工作。
And Mark was comforted, exhorted in such a way he eventually was restored, and he was able to serve the Lord again.
马可就从神那里得了安慰，得了劝勉，被建造起来，最后他可以重新起来来服侍神。
Brothers and sisters, we may not have the great capacity as Barnabas had.
弟兄姊妹们，也许我们不像巴拉巴弟兄有那么大的一个度量，能够安慰别人。
And we may not be the son of consolation.
我们也许不能够给别人提供很多的这个咨询。
The son of consolation.
很好的一个顾问的安慰。
安慰之子。
啊、我们也许不像巴拉巴那样是能够就很好的劝慰子。
But we could become sons of consolation.
但也许的话呢，我们可以在这方面做一点的工作。
And we can function like Barnabas did.
我们也许也能够像巴拉巴弟兄一样，能够有一些劝慰别人的工作。
And actually, that the Lord is exhorting us to be.
这实际上也是主劝勉我们要做的事情。
And that's what the Lord does to work in us so that we may.First, be comforted, encouraged by Him, so that we may also comfort others.
这就是神在我们里面所要做的工作。他首先让我们得到安慰，然后我们可以借着神的安慰去安慰别人。
And brothers and sisters, I think we all have some personal experiences in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人在主里面，我们都有个人的经历。
But our personal experiences are not just for ourselves, but it's for the benefits of others.
但是我们这些从主得的个人的经历，其实不是为了我们自己而已，我们而是为了我们能够服侍别人。
Like Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4，
就像保罗在哥林多后书第一章第四节里面说
，And who here is a God himself? who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble.
他就安慰我们这个他指神自己，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
The more we experience God's comfort, the more comfort we can offer to others who are in trouble, in affliction.
我们越多的蒙神的安慰，我们就越多用神的安慰去安慰那些在患难中的人。
And then how do we experience and channel the comfort of God to others?
我们怎么样能够成为那个管道，能够使神的安慰能够安慰到别人呢？
And first is through tribulation.
第一个要借着患难。
And Paul says the verse which we just read, who comforts us in all our tribulation.
就像我们刚才所读的这个经文里面说，我们在一切的患难中神就安慰我们。
And in the original language, the tribulation, and it's not just it's not just referring to the outward difficulties and challenges.
在原文里面那个患难的话呢，不光只是是外面环境的挑战。
But actually, the emphasis is more on the internal pressure that causes someone to feel confined, restricted.
更多的是我们里面觉得被压抑，里面受到限制，里面在患难里面。
Brothers and sisters, in our times, and this is a very difficult, challenging times, we probably more or less experience a lot of external hardship, and we probably have experienced a lot of internal stress.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在生活这个时代里面，我们也许就经历了很多外面的患难，经历了里面很多的压力和限制。
But there is a purpose for our tribulation.
但是呢，在患难中，我们有个神有个目的。
Of course, it is for our purification. It is for the testing and the growing of our faith in the Lord.
这个患难实际上是一个试验的过程，实际上是一个炼净我们的过程。
But there is, as Paul says here, it's also an opportunity for us to experience the comfort of God.
就像保罗弟兄所说的，这里面患难其实是一个机会，让我们能够来经历神的安慰。
Brothers and sisters, in whatever situation we might be in,
弟兄姊妹们，不管我们在什么样的光景里面，
we don't forget our Lord's loving kindnesses and the compassions.
我们不要忘记我们的神的慈爱和他的安慰。
Just like the prophet Jeremiah says in the book of Lamentations.
就像我们的先知耶利米在耶利米哀歌里面所说的。
And in chapter 3, verses 22 to 23.
在第三章22到23节。
It says, the Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
这里说我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝，每早晨这都是新的，你的信实极其广大。
The Lord is faithful, and he has made his loving kindnesses and compassions available and new every morning.
我们的神是信实的，他让他的慈爱，让他的怜悯每早晨都是新鲜的。
He sympathizes with our weaknesses, but in his loving kindness he will grant us sufficient grace.
他同情我们，他蛮有同情心，但在他的爱心慈爱里面，他把我们恢复过来。
So, brothers and sisters, let's come to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，那我们来到主的面前。
Let's come to the Lord every day, every morning.
那我们每一天早晨都来到主的面前。
There is a portion of a fresh compassions and the mercies the Lord has stored for us.
每一天早晨，主都有一份新鲜的慈爱和怜悯向着我们预备好了。
Not only could we experience the Lord's compassion and kindnesses in all circumstances.
我们不光是能够在各样的环境里面经历主的慈爱和怜悯。
And the result of it is a victory.
这个结果所带来的就是得胜。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 8 that even we may face all kinds of difficult situations and circumstances, but through Christ who loves us, we are more than conquerors.
就像保罗弟兄在罗马书第八章里面所写的，尽管我们在各样的患难里面，但是靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，我们可以得胜有余。
And this is in our natural inclination that we none of us are like the tribulations.
弟兄姊妹，按照我们天然的本性，我们没有一个人是喜欢患难的。
And oftentimes, whenever we have some difficulties, we want to get over with it as soon as we can.
很多时候，当我们遇到难处的时候，我们总是盼望说，我们尽快能够解决，尽快能够。
But however, we need to be reminded that in the midst of our tribulation,
但是呢，我们需要被提醒，在这些患难里面，
there are lessons for us to learn.
我们需要学习功课。
And there's a comfort of God for us to experience.
我们需要来经历神的安慰。
And there's a victory for us to win.
我们需要来靠我们的主来得胜。
Let us learn the lessons and experience the comfort of the Lord. Not only ourselves could grow in spirit, and we can also serve others with this comfort.
借着经历主给我们的安慰，我们不光只是我们生命能够成长，我们还可以学习怎样的安慰别人。
And there's another point concerning experiencing the comfort of the Lord, and also to share the comfort of the Lord to others.
这另外一个点就是，我们不光只是要得安慰，我们还需要借着神的话语来安慰别人。
And that is through the Word.
就借着神的话来安慰别人。
Because the Word of God is a word of comfort.
因为神的话就是使人得安慰的话语。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 15, he said that we through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures might have a hope.
就保罗在罗马书第15章这里说，叫我们因圣经所生的。
But we also acknowledge that oftentimes we feel like the word does not bring us a comfort or strength. Sometimes.
我们很多时候会觉得说，好像神的话语并没有给我们带来安慰。
But the word of the Lord is a word of consolation, is a comfort. But it also needs the quickening of the Holy Spirit.
我们的 神的话语之所以能够给人带来安慰，是因着借着圣灵的工作。
Only the Holy Spirit could lead us to touch the reality behind the word that will bring us strength and comfort.
只有圣灵能够让我们能摸着话语里面的实际，只有那样我们才能得到安慰。
Allow me to share a little bit of my personal experience.
允许我来分享我自己个人的一点经历。
I remember many years ago when our daughter was still with us.
我记得许多年前，当我的大女儿还跟我们在一起的时候
，And she was born with a muscular dystrophy.
她出生的时候就有一个先天性的疾病，就是肌肉萎缩症。And
so in one of the summer days, for some reason, she just lost all her muscle strength.
就是突然有一年夏天，她的肌肉就突然没有力气了。And
so that morning, she was lying on the bed, and she was so weak, and she couldn't open her eyes, and she couldn't swallow up her saliva.
那天早晨，她躺在床上，她还是那样的软弱，她起不来，她睁不开眼睛，她甚至不能够吞咽。And
so my wife was making an urgent call to her pediatrician.
那天早晨，我的妻子就打了一个电话给她的儿科医生。And
yeah, as she was on the call, I was kneeling by my daughter's bedside.
当我妻子打电话给医生的时候，我就跪在我女儿的床边。And
I was in such a panic and in such a fear. I wanted to pray, but I didn't know how and what to pray.
我里面充满了恐惧，我想祷告，可是我不知道祷告什么，怎么祷告。I
cried out to the Lord. I didn't know what to do.
我在那里呼求神，呼求我们的主，因为我不知道该做什么。But
just at that juncture,
但是就在那个时候，
the Lord said to me, I am the resurrection, I am the life. Do you believe this?
我们的主就那时候就对我说话，我是复活，我是生命，你信这个吗？
I know, probably your brother and sister know that's what the Lord says to Martha, recorded in the Gospel according to John chapter 11.
我们知道这是我们的主对马大所说的，这是记载在约翰福音11章里面。
That's when Lazarus was sick and died. And the Lord visited their village, and Martha, the Lazarus, the older sister Martha, greeted him.
那是拉撒路死了之后，然后我们的主来到他们所住的村庄，然后对拉撒路的姐姐马大所说的话。When
the Lord said to her, "Your father, your brother shall rise again," then Martha thought that the Lord was referring to the future resurrection.
当我们的主对马大说，你的兄弟要复活，马大。 当时的印象可能你会说，哦，可能是主将来死了要复活。But
the Lord was referring to now, the present.
但是我们的主的意思是说，现在，他现在要复活。The
Lord says that I am the resurrection and the life.
我们的主说，他是复活，他是生命。And
that's exactly what the Lord said to me.
这就是主那一天对我所说的话。And
it was not just a thought.
这不只是一个思想。
I have to, there's a disclaimer. I only had this experience once.
我要声明一下，我这个经历对我来说只有一次。
And it actually was audible. 听得到的声音。
这是好像是听见，我听见主跟我这么说这个话。
Yeah. That's the first time and only time so far I heard the Lord audibly.
这是第一次，也是唯一的一次，我能够用我的耳朵听见主对我说话。
And actually, it's not with my ear, it's with my heart.
这不是我的耳朵听见，但是我听见这个声音，应该我心里面听见这个真实的声音。
Yeah, somehow the voice was in my heart.
就是我不知道为什么这个声音是一直进到我心里面去的。
At first, I thought I was in hallucination.
我开始觉得可能是幻觉。
Yeah.And I thought I have heard the elderly brothers preaching so much, and probably I kind of turned his voice into something in me.
开始的时候我觉得以前 也许是我以前听过很多关于这方面的信息教导那个年长弟兄的声音，好像我突然又听见了似的。
But the voice was so assuring.
但是那个声音是这么的实在。
And from the one who knew from the beginning to the end.
是从那一位从起初到幕后，那位永远的那一位出来的。
And even for the following few years, I still wonder why wonder about that experience.
在这过去，在这之后的几年里面，我一直在来思想这个经历。
But I think no, I think because at that time I was still young in the Lord.
现在我明白了，因为那时候我在主里面还是一个年轻的基督徒。
And I was in such a desperation, I didn't even know what to do.
因为那时候我在那个绝望的里面，我都不知道该怎么做了。
And the Lord in His grace, He spoke to me in such a special way.
在主的恩典里面，他这样一个特别的情况里面，用特别的方式来对我说话。
The Lord said to me, "I am the resurrection, I am the life. Do you believe this?"
主对我说，我是复活，我是生命，你信这个吗
？And that line, that phrase, became the lifeline for me for the following week when my daughter was in hospital.
那句话。就成为过后几周，当我的女儿经过这种患难，在医院里面的时候，那个生在我里面的生命线。
Whenever I was down, the word came back to me.
当我任何时候我软弱的时候，这句话又回到我里面来。
And to become my comfort, to become my strength.
成为我的安慰，成为我的力量。
We thank the Lord, and eventually my daughter was well enough, and he was released from the hospital.
感谢主。我的女儿那一次就是好了，然后出院了。
We thank the Lord because the word of the Lord is a word of a consolation.
感谢主，因为主的话就是安慰的话语。
Brothers and sisters, let's keep the word of Christ in our hearts richly.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该把神的话丰丰富富藏在我们的心里面。
And also have this hardened desire to listen to Him.
我们需要里面有这样的一个爱慕，要来听主的话。
So that The Holy Spirit can quicken it in the times of need.
所以圣灵就能够把这些话点活，在我们有需要的时候，成为一个活的话语。
And to be our comfort and to be our strength.
成为我们里面的安慰，成为我们里面的力量。
And another point is concerning is the consolation through the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the true comforter.
另外一点是说，这个安慰是从圣灵来的。
And brothers and sisters, if we learn to follow the Holy Spirit in our life and in our service.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们学习在生活中间，在服事里面来跟随圣灵
，Not only can we be comforted and encouraged, then we can also bring the true comfort to our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的话呢，我们就不光能够被安慰，我们还能把真正的安慰带给我们弟兄姊妹们。
In the times that we are in,
在我们所需要的时候
，Probably the Lord will give you and give me a hymn or a word for encouragement.
我们的主就能够把他的话语放在我们的里面来安慰我们，也来安慰别人。
And he probably will urge us and to pray for some brothers or sisters.
他也会催促我们能够为其他弟兄姊妹来代祷。
And he probably will also move us to contact them through a phone call, or even a text message.
他也能够来催促我们，感动我们，让我们跟其他有需要弟兄姊妹们打电话或者说发短信。
Because the Lord knows where the needs are.
因为我们的主知道。谁有需要，什么时候有需要。
And we are brothers and sisters, and we follow the Lord together, and we need to learn to comfort and encourage one another.
我们都是彼此为弟兄姊妹，我们一同来跟随主，我们都需要学习说我们能够成为主用来安慰别人的人。
May the Lord's comfort flow through us to one another.
愿我们的主的安慰能够借着我们能够流通出去，能够每个人都得到安慰。
And we really thank the Lord even in these very challenging times, and His presence is always with us. He is our Savior, He is our Lord, and He is also our comforter.
感谢主，即使在现在这个现今的时代，这么一个充满挑战的时代，他还是与我们同在。他是我们的主，他是我们的救主，他是我们的安慰者。
And we thank the Lord even during this time. So, to my knowledge, many brothers and sisters have been comforting others.
感谢主，据我所知，在这个样的时候，在这样的时代，在这样的光景里面，我们很多弟兄姊妹也在学习彼此安慰。
But I believe that there are still many others who are disappointed, who are despaired, just like the Mark was.
我相信我们中间还是有一些弟兄姊妹们，他们处在这个失望甚至绝望的光景里面，就像当年马可的经历一样。
Brothers and sisters, now we need more Barnabases.
弟兄姊妹们，现在我们需要更多的巴拿巴。
And who can channel the comfort and the encouragement of God to where there's a need.
他能够成为管道，能够把神的安慰送到那些需要安慰的人身上。
And as the time will continue to grow more and more difficult as the, before the Lord's return.
因为在主回来之前，这个世代会越来越艰恶，会越来越困难。
May we all experience more of His comfort and encouragement ourselves.
因为我们每一个人都能够更多的经历主的安慰。
And we can also become channels of His comfort and encouragement to others.
我们每一个人也成为那个管道，能够来安慰别人。
So that we can encourage one another to continue to follow the Lord.
我实在感觉鼓励弟兄姊妹们，每一个人都来跟随主。
Until the day we will see Him face to face.
直到那一天，我们能够亲自面对面看见我们的主。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we truly want to thank you and praise you.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
And because indeed you, our God, is a God of all comfort.
你实在是赐给安慰的神。
And Lord, we confess that oftentimes we are so weak, oftentimes we may have gone astray.
主，我们向你承认，很多时候我们这样的软弱，很多时候我们甚至走迷了路。
But we thank you and praise you. Your comfort is always available.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你的安慰总是预备好给我们。
And not only will you sympathize with us, but you will restore us back to you.
你不光是同情安慰我们，你还要恢复我们。
And Lord, we thank you for the blessings we have in you.
主，我们谢谢你赐给我们各样的祝福。
Lord, we also pray that you will make us as a sons of a consolation to one another.
主，你也帮助我们，让我们也成为劝慰者，能够来安慰别人。
Lord, you know that we are in such a difficult time.
主，你知道我们现在现今是何等的艰难。
And how much do we need to hear you? How much do we need the comfort from you?
我们何等的需要听见你的声音，何等的需要从你得安慰。
Lord, may all of us become channels of your comfort and encouragement to one another.
因为我们每一个人都成为那个管道，能够使你的安慰能够流通出去。
So that we can be strengthened and our faith could be steady and we can continue to rise up and follow you.
使我们能够得力量，使我们信心能够坚固，使我们每个人都起来来跟随你。
We thank you and praise you for speaking to us.
我们谢谢你今天早上对我们的心来说话。
We thank you and praise you for being in our midst.
我们谢谢你与我们同在。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.Okay, brothers and sisters, before we have some announcements, we would like to welcome those who are here for the first time.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们报告之前，我们先来欢迎第一次在我们中间的弟兄姊妹们和福音朋友。
And we would like to start off from my right hand side, these are two sessions.
我们从右边这两期开始。
Anyone here for the first time on these two sections?
有没有第一次在我们中间的？
Oh, okay.Welcome.
我的名字是 Tina, 我第一次来，然后我是从中国回来之后来，是我的亲戚邀请我来聚会，所以我今天来了。
Okay, please be seated.
请坐。
Anyone else? Okay, there's another one.
这里还有一位。
Okay, welcome.
我姓苏，我是第一次来这里的。
Anyone else on the right, on my right hand side? Oh, okay, there are one more.
还有一位。
Welcome.
欢迎你。我的名字是 Leo， 我是第一次来这里，因为这个周末我来看朋友。我很高兴今天在这里跟弟兄姊妹们一起来敬拜我们的主。
Yes. Anyone else on my right hand side?
这里还有吗？
If not, how about my left hand side?
如果没有的话，左边这一区有没有？
Okay. Welcome everyone, and we have some announcements.
我们欢迎每一个人，我们现在有点报告。
So Tuesday prayer meetings is still held online, and so we'd like to encourage brothers and sisters to enter into this corporate prayer time.
礼拜二的祷告会还是在线上，我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们进到这个团体的祷告。
Yeah, our time is really challenging, and we need to lift up the church in prayer before the Lord. We also need to pray for one another.
现今的时代是充满挑战性，我们需要来进入这个团体的祷告，把我们的教会，把我们弟兄姊妹一同交在主的手中。
So we'd like to encourage brothers and sisters, please set aside time to join the corporate prayer.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们能够预留时间来参加这个线上的团体祷告。
And for the Friday Bible study, there's some groups are in person, and there's with a different formats. So please contact your respective groups for details.
礼拜五晚上的查经聚会，各小组有不同的这个形式，有一些是线上的，有一些已经是混合型的。你跟带领的组长来联系。
And then also for the Southeast, their study Bible study will be held in the hybrid format as usual.
东南区的查经聚会也是在混合型的。
And for this Saturday gospel meeting, we have a speaker, Brother 常健。From Germany to share the good news.
这个礼拜六我们有一位常见弟兄是从德国来的，他会来分享传福音。
The meeting time is at 7 p.m. The format is a hybrid.
聚会开始时间是七点钟，我们也是混合型的。
And so, brothers and sisters and friends, you can come in person to the church building, or you can join the meeting online.
弟兄姊妹们，福音朋友可以来到教会参加实体聚会，也可以在线上参加这个福音聚会。
The Zoom logon information can be found on the church website.
在教会的网站上面有Zoom的这个会议号码。
And so we ask the brothers and sisters, please pray for the meeting and also invite gospel friends to attend.
我们请弟兄姊妹们为这个福音聚会祷告，也邀请身边的福音朋友来参加这个聚会。
And for next Sunday, and Brother 常健 will share with us.
下个主日，常健弟兄要和我们来分享信息。
And our sister Stephanie Chu will be interpreting.
我们的小恩弟兄会来翻译。
姊妹。
哦，他的姊妹。
不，小恩。
啊，小恩姊妹，小恩姊妹会翻译。
Yeah. Please leave up the meeting and also the speaker interpreting our prayers.
我们为这个聚会祷告，交在主的手中。